Our guest speaker is Bonnie Ostring Winter. She's been a longtime member of First Baptist Church, where many of us are familiar with her. Last summer, she retired from a 33-year career in broadcasting with CBC Radio in Saskatchewan. She's always worked in the area of arts programming. Bonnie was named the Industry Building the 2007 Western Canada Music Awards, won the CBC Peer Award, and her team received the President's Award for their coverage of Saskatoon Children's Choir Tour of South Africa. Today she'll talk about her faith journey, her experiences at CBC, and some of life's other major transitions of the last year. Please welcome Bonnie.
Sorry. Thank you, John. And that was one delicious meal. I'm very, very impressed with the food. Today, I've titled my talk, Turn the Page. And this was a saying that was inspired by an interview I heard with Dave Toyson. Now, you may have heard of Dave. Dave served as the CEO of World Vision for over 40 years, and this spring, he's retiring from that role. And he said that sometimes he got into a flap about various conflicts that he had, either with his staff or with other staff or with other partners that he worked with. And his wise father reminded him, turn the page. In other words, keep moving. The past is the past. And especially where feelings are concerned, don't dwell on them. Hurts and misunderstandings have to be released. You have to embrace the future, and you have to move on. I think this is a good principle to live by, not to get too caught up in worrying about the things that you can't change, things that in the end may not matter at all. Today I thought I would limit the scope of my talk to a few points. First, I'm going to tell you about my connection to First Baptist Church, and then I'm going to describe a couple of major events in my life this past year, sharing something of my work at CBC, and finally, speaking about the recent passing of my parents and what this has meant to me. I've been a Christian for many years. I grew up in a large family of 8 children, and faith was always an important factor in my immediate family. And I have been blessed with an extended family that has some wonderful aunts and uncles and cousins, and these people have been very important to me. I've attended First Baptist Church for over 30 years. I met my husband, Owen Winter, here, and we raised our family in this church. We have 2 grown children. For those of you who don't know them, my daughter's Carly is married to Jeremy Ellergott. They live in Regina. And I have a son, Remington, who is just completing his studies in Nova Scotia. As part of this church fellowship, I've served on the Christian Education Commission and have been involved for many years teaching Sunday school, and most recently, I've been involved with the Godly Play program. Behind the scenes, I've helped out on some of the hospitality events. And for 13 years, I served as a camp cook at Catepwa Baptist Camp. And I really enjoyed that, really enjoyed working with the young people on that project. This church and the people who come here matter to me. And they've had a big impact on my spiritual growth and will continue to influence me. And I truly believe that God is at work each and every day in all of our lives. There have been 2 major milestones in my life this last year. The first was leaving CBC. Now, while I did plan to retire, I was also part of a massive layoff that the corporation underwent that year. And you may have read or heard on the news about this. By this spring, 2015, CBC will have downsized by 1,300 people. And the arts department that I was a part of was in those cuts, as were all the performance teams across Canada. Well, this was kind of upsetting for me. And while I knew I would be moving on within a year, it still made me sad because my much younger staff and everything they had worked for was gone. They had lost their jobs. There would be no passing of the torch. Our department and the craft of covering arts and culture in this workplace had come to an end. a tradition, was over. During the early weeks of this news, I struggled with my feelings, and frankly, I was mad. At the same time, I gradually came to realize that even if I respectfully disagree, sometimes I can have no effect on the decisions that are made at a much higher level, far away from where I am. I had to let this chapter of my life go, and I had to release any bitterness and understand that I couldn't worry about what I couldn't control in this situation. I had to turn the page. I had to give all those feelings over to God, believing that He still continued to work in my life. Rather than focus on the end of something, I've chosen to remember the many good experiences that I've had over the past 30 years working for CBC Radio in Saskatchewan. And I have a lot to be thankful for. As the executive producer, I had the privilege of working with a great staff, talented producers, hosts, and engineers who specialized in recording music, arts coverage, literary, and doing fine documentaries. And I still count them among my dearest friends. As a team, we got to travel across the province, visiting cities, towns, and working in rural settings as well. Folk, pop, rock, classical, and traditional music. We got to cover it all. Producing shows in concert halls, big and small, in churches, clubs, cafes, and at many outdoor festivals, including the Saskatell Jazz Festival, the Regina Folk Festival, and up north in the stunning parklands at the Nest Creek Festival. The content we recorded appeared on both CBC regional and network shows and on Radio Canada International. We worked hard, and we had a lot of fun along the way. Something that I will always be grateful for in working for CBC that allowed me to see this country, from Whitehorse, Yukon to Halifax, Nova Scotia, I got to work on the Western Canada Music Awards, the Prairie Music Awards, and the Junos. And closer to home, I really got to see the beauty and the physical diversity of this province. I met many interesting people, particularly artists, whose studios I got to visit. And it really changed the way I saw Saskatchewan. I discovered locations that were pure gems, like the village of Forget in southeast Saskatchewan. This tiny village only has 44 people, permanent residents, and yet they boast a gourmet restaurant that uses local ingredients, and they have two performance venues, the Red Barn and the Happy Nun Cafe. Most of their concerts are sold out a year in advance, and they attract everybody from the oil riggers to professionals to everybody in between. Another favorite was the Sagebrush Gallery, a gorgeous acreage on the far western border between Saskatchewan and Alberta near the town of Empress. And this amazing place is run by Dean Francis and his wife Fran. These are two talented artists in their own right. They rescued not one, but three old churches from demolition, a Catholic church, a United, and a Lutheran church. They brought all of these to their property, renovated and restored them, and they preserved the integrity of these historic buildings and turned them into three stunning large galleries where they display their paintings and their pottery. They'll be having a major show at the beginning of June, and I'm going to go and visit them. And I guarantee it's going to be packed out, proving once again, even if you have something worth seeing, people will come, even if it's a bit out of the way. Now, how did my work affect my spiritual life? Broadcasting is a highly competitive business, and it can be ruthless. But working on the cultural side of things, it was generally a positive environment. I saw how creative pursuits and spirituality are very closely linked. Beauty in all its forms constantly reflects the goodness, the majesty, and the image of God. I'm sure that many of you have seen a photo or a painting, heard a poem, or listened to a song, or a favorite instrumental that has touched you deeply in a way that no other experience can. There is something about artistic endeavors that can have a profound and deep, nourishing effect on the heart and the soul, and this simply can't be denied. In any work situation as a Christian, I believe you are called to be the salt of the earth, and I hope I brought this to my role. Something of that which added flavor and richness to my workplace. Being a Christian meant being an example to my colleagues, speaking out about my faith in a matter-of-fact sort of way. They knew it was through this lens that my judgments were guided. People never get turned off if you're genuine, if you keep your word, if you build others up and don't indulge in negativity. I gave my staff lots of opportunities to help them grow and to soar. I never took credit for their hard work, and I always praised their successes. All of these things together can be a testimony as to who you are, and it does influence people. Proverbs 3:6 states that in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. And sometimes that path may be right in front of you, showing you something closer to home. As far as cultural things are concerned, it's a mistake to always think that bigger and better things are happening somewhere else. You can seek out opportunities, visit places, and discover that in your own backyard, there is fine music, there is art, there is beauty for you to enjoy or to participate in. My work at CBC is over, but my memories of the places and the unique people I've met along the way will always be treasured. I will continue to enjoy the rich culture of this place, but now it's going to be for my own enrichment. After CBC, there is life, and it's time now for me to move on to the next phase of my life and to turn the page. Another milestone that has had a big impact on me in recent years has been the passing of my parents. My father died 2 years ago, and my mother passed away in January. Along with a couple of my siblings, we were daily caregivers. I juggled work and family along with this role behind the scenes. I've come to recognize how important it is for our precious seniors to have advocates to help them out, whether it's getting government services or other kinds of daily help. It made me appreciative in a new way. The role of caregivers in our society, whether they're professionals or family members, do hard work. It can't be denied that it can be exhausting, and I know that I felt burnt out from time to time over these last years. Yet on those days, I must draw on my faith, believing that even in difficult times, when you see your loved ones failing, God will provide you with the strength that you need to make it through. As Psalms 55, verses 16 and 17 promises, "As for me, I shall call upon the Lord. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and noon, I'll complain and murmur, and he'll hear my voice." In verse 22, it continues, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the righteous to be shaken." In 2007, my father and mother were in a major accident on the Trans-Canada Highway just outside of Cairnport. It was late one night, and my parents probably shouldn't have been out there traveling, but they were. A truck driver fell asleep at the wheel, and he drove his semi into the back of my parents' van. Somehow they survived that rollover, and at first the bumps and the bruises and the cuts, they seemed to be all right. But over the next few years, we knew that all was not well. My dad in particular became increasingly frustrated and very difficult to be around. He was impulsive and he often got angry to the very people that were trying to help him. Finally, he was diagnosed with a traumatic brain injury. And his cognitive abilities had been greatly compromised, and he didn't know how to control himself on how he acted or what he thought. He'd have good days and then some really bad ones. It wasn't easy to take care of him and to watch him diminish in this way. But we had to accept this and to not take it personally. More and more, our parents had to depend on us to manage their affairs, and they didn't like this loss of independence. The experience taught me a lot about patience, sacrifice, and the importance of caring unconditionally for elder parents. A couple of years ago in July, my father passed away suddenly, and I found him in his home. My mother was in the hospital, and one of the toughest things I've ever had to do was to go and tell her this news. She was devastated and heartbroken. For everything, there is a season, including a time of mourning. It was the passing of a chapter in our extended family, and yet while we mourned, we knew that our father was in a better place, and finally at peace. It was time again to turn the page. My mother went on to live for 2 years, most recently in Pioneer Village. And especially this last year, I felt a closeness and a depth of fellowship with her that's had a profound effect on me. We would talk about spiritual matters like the importance of true forgiveness, not holding a grudge, of not being a person who was so easily offended by everything. We'd walk around the residence, go to the Pioneer Village, it's got a little funny coffee shop there, or we'd visit the greenhouse just to see how the plants were doing. She always loved books, and reading was her outlet to the world. And as her eyes failed, I would often slip over to the nursing home in the evening and tuck her in for the night. And now, instead of her reading to me, I read to her. It might be a story or a scripture passage, but it was a peaceful, quiet time of just being together. I shall always remember these times and these talks among the deepest and most intimate that I ever shared with my mother. At 90 years old, she confided to me, "I'm ready to go and hope the Lord will take me soon." After a stroke in early January, she passed away within a week, and her wish was granted. I was with her at the moment of her death. I heard her last heartbeat, and that experience changed me too. I've known many people who've passed away, but being present at that moment, while there was sadness at the loss of her physical presence, there was no fear of death. There was no sting. And as a Christian, I felt honored to be there, to witness her passing, and to walk her to the gates of heaven. We celebrated my mother's life. We mourned with family and friends, and yet rejoiced in her new state. It has since occurred to me that had I not left CBC, I wouldn't have had the pleasure of spending this quality time with my mother these last 6 months. And I shall never regret that. It is time again to turn the page. In recent months, people have been asking me, how's retirement going? Truth be told, I was too swamped dealing with these other things so that I put a hold on my own plans. But over the spring and the summer, I'm going to get some rest. I'm going to go out to my cottage for a spiritual retreat and make some plans for the next chapter of my own life. Right now, I'm involved in a book club with some other members of the church, including Barbara and Tom. The book we're going through is called The Third of Life, and it looks at preparing your future as you transition into retirement or you make changes in your life. I found this study timely, and it's been a helpful exercise to go through. On a more practical front, I've been quite busy for the last 2 months. I've been a construction worker, getting up every day at 7 a.m. to work on a renovation project, along with my brother Paul. We've ripped out a chimney, we've painted a house, we've built a kitchen, we're just finishing the bathroom, and I've learned a lot of tips from him. While this might seem like kind of a strange change of occupation for me, it's actually been very therapeutic to do something physical like this, taking something old and making it new again. In fact, right after this lunch, I'll be heading back over to that house to work today. We'll be wrapping up this project in a couple weeks, and I look forward to seeing the final results. Galatians 6, 9 and 10 reads, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Therefore, whenever we have the opportunity, we should do good to everyone, especially to those in the family of faith." And as I enter the next phase in my retirement years, the image of my life being like a book that I'm working my way through is appealing. I'm writing that book every day with the choices I make, chapter by chapter. I can plan for the future, but I can't peek ahead. I must merely turn the page, having faith and remembering always that God continues to be at work in my life. Thank you.